This is one we were
dazzled the next morning.
We were all painting.
Who is this? Who, you and Craig and Gilbert and...
In Charlie Foster, sure. And this one must have been 1950.
Don King, was he there?
No. Not that. He was there, but he wasn't with us that day.
No, he wasn't with
us. At the time he came here, he shaved, tried to shave or something.
No, that was, you know, that was him trying to shave Gilbert.
I had a birthday cake for Yvonne, somebody stuck their hand. No, for Irving John.
You want, we were going to a dance or something that night, wasn't it? Or where was we going? I don't know. We were going somewhere. Did you, you guys come down after me?
Well, I thought we got rained out from painting.
Yes,
and we just went down. We went down the south. Okay. This must be the two stories because I went home, I think.
But no, you and Gilbert went out alone. I didn't go with you. I'd had right. Too much beer.
Came back here.
Huh?
Well, I came back here.
Maybe I had a dance job or something.
Was you playing in an orchestra or something at that time?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that was what it was.
And Gilbert was going to come and
go with you
or something. Yeah.
But you guys looked pretty rough and you was going to shave him.
I was going to shave Gilbert.
You were going to shave Gilbert. I remember that when you left me.
You don't remember shaving Gilbert?
I must have been in the best shape of
everybody. We were none of us in very good shape.
This beer, my God.
The shop.
Well, at that time,
you know, did it once
you got a good-sized glass for a dollar. We went through $8 worth in an hour.
When 1980, yeah. The woman did come home.
The three of us.
Well, it just wasn't like that.
We
he's never done like
time,
that. Oh, finally I took her upstairs, him and I went to bed, and all I worried, and I thought, well, I just went in there. They just can't be in jail or in trouble.
Well, we detasseled.
And he came up the stairs. Hi, honey. I had it. Gilbert and I, we had beer. I just had one beer, and he couldn't even walk.
Oh, that was the night that Gilbert
went into
we went into the
doors
locker.
We were supposed to go and get locker to get meat, and we all thawed out.
And by the time we got home, the whole back seat was full of blood. It all thawed out.
Well, I missed that one, unfortunately.
Yeah, you missed that.
I was only on the one.
Well, that was after. That was after.
This was Charlie Foster was leaving, but I remember that I had to get up and detassel, and there suddenly got a picture of the four of us, and Gilbert was pretending he was playing a flute on a big long pipe. And I still have that picture somewhere.
Amen. I remember when we got that thing. Ron said I was the only one that was going to drive it. The first thing I knew, everybody was driving. And then who went out and tipped it over?
Tipped what over?
That detasseler. And you said, that's the end of that. We're going to walk from now on. You do a better job anyhow.
I tipped it over one time.
You did?
Kislin flying through the framework.
Yeah.
Nobody was hurt.
No, there was no way you could get hurt, really.
I remember the last day of tasseling one time, coming down from my place at that turn by Mackey. They had a bunch of kids sitting in the back of the pickup truck. All of a sudden, one of them started to yell, so-and-so is falling out. And I stopped the car and went back, and here was the guy lying on the road, all bloody. We got him down, I guess we must have taken him to the hospital or something. Nothing ever came of it.
I remember that.
A lot of things have happened on that corner.
Yeah.
Dick Amelson went off on that corner and tipped over.
That's where that guy cut his head off, too.
Where was this?
And what about our friend,
Paul Motorcycle?
That's the guy, the motorcycle guy.
Oh, yeah.
That decapitated himself.
Yeah, he hit the cruise sign down here.
You
know, that was a funny thing. That was the day Bob George's daughter got married.
Yeah, Nancy got married.
Nancy.
We were all out
and we were all sitting out in the front yard. And we seen him go by. And I said, look at that guy, ain't got no helmet on. But I didn't realize who it was. But then after I seen him go up the road, you could see that he shouldn't have been on a motorcycle. And we heard the motor race, and that was the end of it. And he just made that corner, and he run right straight into that curve sign. and he hit his head.
So you weren't on that thing.
And he went through the fence, too.
Yeah. No, the motorcycle was still running when they found it, leaning against the fence. He didn't go through it. He just grazed the side of the fence.
How'd he cut his head off?
That sign is what did it. He didn't cut his head off, Ron. It took a big chunk right out of the top of his head. Because I went over there with McCall. And then there was another deal. He took me on some farmer up here by Johnstown Center. He was, well, in his late 60s, and he married a girl about 30-something. And he was worried she was stepping out on him. So he wrapped 7 Primacords around him. And held the battery in front of him and touched her off. And the biggest thing we found was a little chunk of meat like that out of the cheek of his butt. We never did find his head or, well, his legs were still in the ground. This much of him was in the ground.
Are we in the ground? He stood in a hole?
No, the dynamite drove him in the ground.
Oh.
He stood right out in the middle of the, well, it was an open area in a patch of woods. And he was right in the middle of it when he touched it off.
He touched it off himself.
Yeah.
He was
a dynamite guy. He knew what he was doing. But we never did find his head, his fingers, or his arms, or nothing. All we found was this one chunk of meat.
This was the, Dick McCall was the coroner, huh?
Yeah.
The county coroner?
Well, we should.
Well, those are some gruesome stories.
Yeah.
I imagine there's some funny ones, and there's probably some bawdy ones, if you got any vulgar ones. Well, I'm glad to hear those, too, because I'm putting those in the book, too.
My children got me
this from Dick McCall.
Well, no, from anybody on the farm. I've got a few vulgar stories.
That's where he used to come and get me. This was a noon hour deal. Did he come and got me on that? I didn't know what I was getting into, or I would have never went with him.
Well, did he just want company?
Them are all loose, Craig. I ain't got a house.
Just found that.
Just found that.
I'm making...